Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, May 29th, I hope you're well. Coming up, post-mortem examination due after body of a woman found in Clifton in County Galway. And it looks like US and Iran could be close to a deal to extend a ceasefire. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines this morning and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a post-mortem examination is due to take place later on the body of a woman discovered near Clifton in County Galway yesterday. The woman, aged in her 30s, was found after Gardaí attended what they described as an emergency at a residential property on the Galway Road. A man in his 30s remains under arrest and is continuing to receive medical treatment. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who was on the Galway Road area between Wednesday afternoon and yesterday morning and who may have dash cam or CCTV footage to come forward. The cross-examination of one of the alleged victims of Geoffrey Donaldson continues in the North today. The former DUP leader is standing trial for 18 historic sex offences, which he denies. His wife Eleanor has pleaded not guilty to 5 charges and is facing a trial of facts. News Talk's Emily Keegan has this report, which some listeners may find upsetting.
Yesterday morning, the jury was shown a pre-recorded police interview with complainant A, in which a number of allegations were made about Geoffrey Donaldson. The complainant told police there were incidents when he put his hand up her top and others when he kissed her inappropriately. During cross-examination, it was suggested by the defence she fabricated these incidents or dreamt them and convinced herself it's true. The complainant described these suggestions as ridiculous and insulting. The defence also suggested a third incident in which she claimed Mr. Donaldson had used a light to look at what she called her private parts had not happened as she described. A letter was also read aloud to the court, which the prosecution claims was written by Geoffrey Donaldson to complainant A in 2020 and expressed regret for pain and suffering caused. When questioned about the letter, the alleged victim said she believed it was Mr. Donaldson trying to apologise for what she alleges happened to her, but not wanting to say that formally in writing.
A memorandum of understanding between the US and Iran on a potential 60-day extension to the ceasefire is awaiting Donald Trump's approval. Iranian state media has said the text of the memorandum has not been confirmed or finalised. Meanwhile, US Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Pakistan's foreign minister are due to meet in Washington today as Pakistan attempts to negotiate a peace pact to permanently end the US-Israeli war with Iran. US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says a lasting deal is still some way off.
Nothing is going to be on the table until we see the Strait of Hormuz open and the Iranians agree that they have to turn over the highly enriched uranium and that they can't have a nuclear program.
Two men remain in custody this morning following a major operation targeting an alleged online fraud and money laundering network. The men, aged in their 30s and 60s, were arrested after searches in Donegal, Longford and Louth. Gardaí seized £174,000 sterling and €7,000 in cash, a vehicle and a number of other items. 4 other people were also arrested by the National Crime Agency in County Tyrone as part of the same investigation. Gardaí and the Road Safety Authority are appealing to drivers to never drive under the influence of alcohol or drugs this bank holiday weekend. A major roads policing operation is now underway nationwide. Daniel Pitcher has more.
Every Garda on duty this bank holiday weekend will be carrying out road traffic enforcement as part of a nationwide road policing campaign. The operation comes as 69 people have already died on roads this year, 4 more than at the same stage last year. Gardaí say analysis shows the risk of serious collisions is highest between midday and 9 p.m. during the June bank holiday weekend. They're also warning about the dangers of intoxicated driving, with more than 40% of drivers arrested for drug driving aged between 21 and 30.
Mortgage approvals topped €1.5 billion in April. First-time buyers continue to dominate the market, accounting for more than 60% of all approvals. Almost 4,700 mortgages were approved during the month. Banking Payments Federation Ireland Chief Executive Brian Hayes says while first-time buyer activity remains strong, affordability pressures are continuing to weigh on the market.
There's always affordability issues, but of course, people need to remember that in the last year, average weekly wages have grown up by about 4% in the past 5 years. They're up by about 25%. And they're factors which are allowing more people to take greater lending positions in the context of where the market is right now. But it's very much a first-time buyer market.
A simple blood test that could detect Alzheimer's decades before symptoms appear is being welcomed by scientists. Researchers say the disease may be present in midlife, and that being able to pinpoint changes in the brain earlier could be incredibly valuable. A blood test would also be less invasive and more widely available. Dr. Jackie Hanley is from an Alzheimer's research charity.
Being able to know earlier and more accurately if you have dementia means you can plan for the future, you get the support you need, but also importantly, get access to new, innovative, first-of-their-kind treatments that are on the horizon.
In entertainment news, Tom Hanks says he didn't ask any questions when he was approached about a fifth Toy Story film. The Oscar winner has played cowboy doll Woody for almost 30 years. This one takes on kids glued to screens and social media, arguably the gang's biggest challenge yet. And Tom has this advice for young people who are on their devices all day.
Put it down. Turn it off. Do something else. Call the neighbors and say, do you want to get together? It's actually incredibly simple, and yet why is it so hard to do something?
And in sport, in soccer, Ireland made it back-to-back wins with a 1-0 victory over Qatar in their friendly at the Aviva Stadium last night. Captain Nathan Collins scored early, but Jack Moylan was sent off on his home debut just before the break. Irish fans also threw tennis balls onto the pitch in protest against the upcoming Nations League games against Israel. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.